and that the system is the cause of all evils can either be a juvenile position or a thorough understanding of human nature. And propaganda of appearance coming from above can only be tackled with the propaganda of substance coming from below. And the only salvation is to turn things around, with no longer nature adapting to us, but us going back to adapting to her. And the future of goodness can only develop to the margins of what has become the center of evil. The indigenous cause is ultimately what will rescue us from catastrophe. And since too much rebelling brings a violent death, and too little rebelling brings a slow death, we shall find the way in between. And before we work on our sustainable behavior, we ought to limit our behavior of wanting to control the natural environment. And it is by caring about power relations that we kill any form of evolution. Capitalism is so that we ought to stock as much as possible for our own sake, only pretending to care about the other. And together we could share the burdens of comfort, yet the burdens tribal. And there are two causes of our human diaspora. On one hand, nature getting upset with civilization, and on the other, civilization trying to resist. And disconnecting may be the right way to move forward rather than uniting. And so much is invested to regenerate decaying institutions, when in fact all is needed is the replanting of the forest. And they claim we can all be domesticated, and when we rebel, they claim we just have a syndrome. And all the scientific speculations only to tell us that if we are not able to adapt, we will get extinct. And we want to be and share the pleasure of living, yet how sad is to realize that people just want to have. And problems would be solved not to be better middle class people, but giving up middle class altogether and become indigenous again. And we always ought to pursue one dream, and when one is realized, we ought to pursue another. And civilization creates infrastructures reaching out to nature only for the sake of having them, without really the intention to do so. And there is no hater, but an understanding that the elite is there on false grounds. And if media is the virus, bureaucracy is the cancer. And the problem is not pollution per se, but the agitation that the system brings about, generating self-destruction. And either we keep inside trying to convince the others to come out, or we stay out until the others are so sick that they come out themselves. And clinging to the system, we become its puppet and deny our true nature. And the hardest thing to predict is that streets will cross and we ought to pursue one or the other. And capitalism will never give the best, as the best will eliminate material needs. And out of all the very bad forecasting, it is up to us to cut out a very sunny existence. And we feel like we need a framework to rely on, but to do not understand this framework, we can create ourselves. And whether from the right or the left, any reasoning will lead us straight to the realization we ought to embrace an indigenous way of life. And we can find ways to stand the lack of wilderness, but ought to be active in finding ways to bring her back. And teach them the way without providing them the end result, and everything will be fine. And taking pleasure in locking up its own people is the ultimate fetishism of the Neolithic mindset. And we came to a point in which the easier it is to approach something, the more difficult it is to penetrate it. And the system takes from us only to give some back if we are loyal to it. And tribal survival at the end of the day is all that there is to it. And in any Neolithic circumstances, all we ought to be patient about is the death of all its degenerated villagers. And the moment we understand we ought to move away from the system will use all its legitimate means to shut us up. And civilizations take over with everything good about them being an empty morality. And what is draining in the end is the system of gatekeeping that disable our natural manifestations. And we should use what is readily available without trying to replicate what used to be available before civilization took over. We just ought to accept that at times we need to be in a fighting mode to defend our autonomous mode. And we temporarily liberate one zone while in fact another zone is being colonized and exploited. And if the past repeats itself, we ought to go deep into it in order to be able to juggle with the future. And the more we need to make a profit, the more there is a need of predictability, and the more every aspect of life becomes industrialized. And the more we civilize, the more deadly we become towards ourselves, the others, and the landscape. And as problems are solved by exporting them, our heart is exported with them. And any passion about documenting is but a symptom that what we are documenting is going to vanish. And the earlier a population has been struck by civilization, the more fucked up it is. And all seems well until the authoritarian nature of people emerges. And when power takes over, monsters are brought forward. And those who work less for the system are those who contribute more for the planet. And the ghosts of the past keep reoccurring in the present, and we just need to kick them in the butt. And we have moved from nation states to continental corporations, setting limits to our freedom. And if our possibility to move increases, also the struggle to find meaningful things increases. And we can define a natural environment, a place we can take a piece in peace. And there is the evil power we are entitled with by becoming gatekeepers of life. And there is the divine power of breaking all gates and give free access to life. And if not the remedy to the malady of civilization, the prevention is to be found in civilization itself. And it is from within an empire that the necessary resources ought to be brought out for future resistance. And if missionaries converted hunter-gatherers, we ought to convert people back to hunter-gathering. And when we are strong within, any malady around us is trivial.